on the Vermont Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work now. From the handy Toyota broadcast booth, here's Michael Lear.
It's episode 5 of Catamount Insider, and it's brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Thanks for joining us for season 2 of the show here on WVMT and also on our podcast platform. So, reminder, you can get this show wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. It's everywhere, it's anywhere, and it also airs on WVMT from 6 to 7 on Thursday nights, which, if you're listening live, thanks for joining us on AM 620 and FM 96.3. Got a good show for you today. We're interviewing Alex Blanchard, who is the coordinator of athletic events and scheduling, and then we have an equipment manager, Brandon Guidotti, who's with the men's hockey team right now. He's an addition to UVM, who's been here before. We'll talk about all that process, a little bit of golf talk, a little bit of skiing talk, a whole bunch of fun. All right, let's do it. This is Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country! It's time to dance!
Markin for three. Got it!
From Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win!
Not a ton of news to report to you so far for this week. One really fun piece of news, though, that I think everybody on campus is excited about was men's hockey head coach Todd Woodcroft being named to the coaching staff for the 2021 Sweden National Junior Team. So don't freak out. He's not leaving. He'll be here. He's doing this remotely. But Coach Woodcroft, obviously a guy who's so well connected globally in all of hockey and just really well-respected, and his knowledge of the game is so important. So he's actually going to do this remotely. So the Sweden Junior National Team will take part in the 2021 IIHF World Junior Championships. So that's from December 26th to January 5th. The tournament is in Canada, and all the games will be held at Rogers Place, where the Edmonton Oilers play. So the 2020 event is going to be really, really fun, and it's going to cross over between the new year. But Coach Woodcroft is going to help with pre-scout, post-game video work, all remote stuff with the Swedish junior national team. And I think everyone's really excited for him, and it gives everybody somebody to root for. So if you're a fan of the World Juniors, again, starts the day after Christmas, and Coach Woodcroft will be assisting from afar. Guy who works so darn hard is just going to keep working harder when hopefully the UVM men's hockey season is also in full swing. Other piece of news that we talked about last week, we had Jason from D Physical Therapy with us. The D Physical Therapy diaper drive is still going. It is almost over. So make sure that if you can, go to their website, cotsonline.org/give/diaper drive, to donate. Links are also on all the UVM Athletic social pages. It's on the men's hockey Twitter page as well. Right now, their goal is 80,000 diapers. And as of this Thursday morning, 76,112 diapers have been donated. You can give cash directly. You can also order online and get diapers shipped directly to them. So really encourage everyone to do that if you can. It's a great, great process put on by our friends at D Physical Therapy, proud partners of UVM Athletics, and just great people doing great stuff right now. So if you have the ability to donate, we really, really encourage you to do that. That's pretty much all the news we have. A couple notes on scheduling. As of now, next weekend is looking good for sports to resume here at UVM. December 19th is going to be a 2 p.m. women's basketball game and a 6 p.m. women's ice hockey game. That's going to be the same schedule the next day. And then following that weekend, it's going to be on Monday and Tuesday, the 21st and 22nd. Men's basketball will go. So both basketball teams are playing UMass Lowell, women's ice hockey playing New Hampshire. That's the schedule as of today. Obviously, in college athletics, things are changing all the time, so we'll be sure to keep you up to date with the most up-to-date athletic information, sports scheduling, and all that stuff. We'll also make sure that everyone has access to every broadcast and all access to these teams as possible. So we're really excited about that. That's pretty much all the news we have for you to get things started. So let's throw it out to Alex Blanchard. Great interview with a really good friend of mine and a great piece of this UVM Athletics family. That's coming up. You're listening to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat from Learfield, IMG College.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S Remedies.com.
D Physical Therapy is accepting new patients at all three of our locations. We have been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years, accepting all insurances. Treating athletes, the injured worker, student athletes, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at dept.com. That's DEEPT.com.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Hi, I'm here to pick up my mother's diabetic supplies.
Of course, Mrs. Jenkins. How is your mom?
Actually, yesterday she... Oh, excuse me. Hey.
Hey, Mom. I completely forgot about Jackie's birthday tomorrow. Do you think you could pick me up a card and a couple of gifts?
Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, Jan.
Hi, honey.
Joey's definitely got allergies.
Hello.
Hi, Mommy. Are you still at Kenny's?
Would some Legos make you feel better?
Yeah.
We've got this.
Kenny Drugs. We got this. And that.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We are now joined by somebody who is wildly busy, has learned a ton about a bunch of different stuff this summer, and one of my dear friends, and Alex Blanchard, who is the coordinator of athletic events operations and scheduling here at UVM. Blanche, thanks for doing this. I know you are swamped with learning about so many different things.
Michael, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be back on with you, and look forward to our conversation.
So first and foremost, most important question always, how are you?
You know, I'm doing pretty well this time of year. It's a great time of year, even better because we're getting closer to having games resume here for UVM Athletics. So yeah, there's no complaints. It's a great time of year.
So how different has everything been for you this summer? I mean, what is a typical summer like for you into a fall? And then what has this summer and fall been like?
Yeah, it's definitely been a lot different than a normal summer. You know, normally it's a quieter time of year for me. You're sort of catching your breath from the busy season and kind of getting some downtime, quite frankly, before things ramp up again in mid-August. And this summer was quite a bit different. There was a lot of planning to sort of try and figure out how we could possibly, you know, resume athletic activity in any capacity, you know, in the middle of a pandemic. So there was a lot of planning that was taking place this summer and a lot of just preparation really from the get-go to try and get ready for this upcoming academic year.
And how much did you have to learn? Because obviously this is something that none of us have ever had to go through before. And your job is always, you know, about safety and about health. And there's obviously certain precautions built into a regular year. But how did you learn how to handle all this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of learning on the fly, quite frankly. I mean, as you said, there isn't a blueprint for this. So, you know, collegiate athletic departments across the country were sort of all trying to figure out how to resume their operation, you know, in the middle of a pandemic. And so, you know, we're fortunate here to have great leadership in our athletic department, have great leadership in the conferences that we partake in, specifically the America East Conference and the Hockey East Conference. Those are the ones that I work with the most closely. And so, you know, that helped ease the process. But yeah, it was definitely, you know, a new experience, and there was a big learning curve to try and figure out, you know, what we needed to do to be able to safely resume athletic activity and competition given the circumstances.
So I know that this is a working conversation, which I think is actually kind of interesting for this interview with just how much things change. I mean, we were just in Patrick's gym trying to figure stuff out and cross different bridges and solve different problems as time goes on. Give us an overview of what your job looks like right now as seasons are officially right around the corner.
Yeah, so right now there's just a lot of planning and preparation to get ready for the upcoming season. So we're really trying to, you know, make sure that we're able to have an athletic season, keeping the health and safety of our student athletes, staff, and really all personnel that are involved in our games, you know, at the forefront of every decision that we're making. So there's a lot that's going on behind the scenes from a planning and preparation, you know, viewpoint. And so, you know, things like facility signage, trying to make sure that individuals, you know where they're supposed to be going, if they're being rerouted from their normal path in the facility. We have specific tiers this year for our athletic competition. So our tier one individuals are student athletes, support staff, individuals that are really closely aligned with the team. And so those individuals are sort of going to be kept in their own bubble on game days. So there's certain areas that we want designated for tier one individuals, whereas there's other areas that are more open and are considered our tier two and tier three areas. And those are just areas that are limited to, you know, there's the availability to be in those areas is not limited to student athletes and support staff. So things like that, you know, trying to make sure that those areas are well marked and are well designated prior to the start of the season. You know, the list goes on. Physical structures within our venues. So planning how we're going to create social distancing on our team benches for basketball, making sure that our table crew, you know, the individuals that do the shot clock and the scoreboard operator are able to perform their jobs in a safe capacity. You know, cleaning procedures, figuring out what we need to do to disinfect, you know, touch points, you know, common areas that are going to be, you know, high traffic areas during our athletic events. So there's a lot of that type of preparation that's going on behind the scenes to try and get ready for our first real competition.
So I know that's a lot of different things that are always in your head, but Is there a group, a team of people that are putting this all together? Or what's the team effort like on your guys' end as an event staff to make sure this all happens?
Yeah, it's a good question. And there certainly is a team perspective to this. I mean, there's a team perspective to everything we do, and this is no exception. You know, one of the groups that I'm a part of is the Activity Resumption Group. And that was a committee that was created by our athletic director, Jeff Shulman, back in April as a result of COVID. And this group is really responsible for the coordination, planning, preparation, and communication for our athletic activity resumption. And this group is made up of staff, student athletes, and coaches. And so we meet weekly, and we are really trying to figure out how we can prioritize the health and well-being of our students, you know, student athletes, fans, really anybody that's sort of involved in our athletic event. And so this group has been working, you know, diligently behind the scenes, and our goal has kind of shifted over time. Originally it was just how can we get our teams, you know, back on campus and back practicing and back sort of reintegrated into the university community. And now that goal has kind of shifted more towards, you know, event operations. And so this group has been really instrumental in helping myself and, you know, others that are really directly aligned with event operations. But again, this group meets weekly. They're a soundboard to a lot of great ideas and, you know, just instrumental in the planning to get us to this point.
So one thing that's going to be just drastically different, obviously everything's different, but game day specifically, and from the time that a visiting team comes to town to the entire process of playing a game, after a game, all of that, can you try to walk us through a game day from your perspective and what it's going to look like in Patrick Gym or Gutterson Fieldhouse in the next couple weeks?
Yeah, so, you know, it's really going to be, there's going to be just a coordinated effort on everything that goes on. So, you know, when the visiting team arrives, we are going to, you know, make sure that we have somebody there to greet them, which we did anyways, but make sure that they know where they're going and they can get into the building, you know, effectively. One example of a change is there's going to be temperature checks and a health screening process that's going to take place prior to entry into the facility. That's for visiting teams, but also for game day personnel that are working at that event. You know, through the course of the actual event, again, there's some changes such as the physical structures that I mentioned earlier, like more separation on team benches, you know, other changes to the venue, more cleaning that's going to be taking place. You know, we're going to be cleaning the team benches and the penalty box, you know, in between periods, cleaning even surfaces like the hockey nets. We're actually cleaning the individual like posts, you know, in between
Wow.
periods and moving the goals to the other end of the ice so that they stay with the goalie that was there for the course of the game. If a basketball goes out of bounds, making sure that it's cleaning and disinfected properly before it goes back into play, and that ball becomes part of a rotation of four game balls that we have. And we actually have a designated ball cleaner. So, you know, there's all kinds of changes like that that we're sort of honestly working through right now, and we're going to sort of – it's going to be a bit of a trial by fire when we get into these events.
So is a basketball game going to look more like a soccer game with the ball going out of bounds and then back into play kind of?
I don't know if it's going to look quite like soccer. I think it will be certainly different, though. I mean, there, you know, again, the ball goes out of play, and you're going to have somebody specifically designated to take that ball and disinfect it prior to that ball being allowed back into the, you know, into the play. So it certainly will look a lot different than it has in the past.
All right, we're going to take a quick break from Alex's interview and come right back with a little bit more talk about scheduling, about what basketball schedule-wise is going to look like, and a few other things that's coming up. You're listening to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond, and it's from Learfield, IMG College.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S Remedies.com.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and house plants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right plant or accessory for your garden and or home. With seasonal changes, we assure that there is always something exciting waiting for you to discover at Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse.
Thinking about transferring your prescriptions to a new pharmacy, but aren't sure where to start? At Kinney Drugs, we make it easy to transfer with our easy transfer service. Simply stop in, give us a call, or download our convenient mobile app, and we'll take it from there. Transfer today and discover how easy it is to manage your prescriptions with the rest of our Circle of Care pharmacy services. Only from Kinney Drugs, your hometown, employee-owned pharmacy.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC. It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors' Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with Alex Blanchard, the coordinator of athletic event operations and scheduling at UVM, continuing our conversation about what life's like for him right now. So what about with visiting teams coming to town? And I feel like every time in the fall when I talk to you, it's you kind of know, or you know your schedule. You know, that's the basic, it's obviously one of your jobs is scheduling. And I'm sure it's been a little bit calming in the sense where you know that on a certain Friday, UMass hockey's coming to town. And the next Friday, Binghamton women's basketball is going to be in town and they're playing a game Saturday. How different is that with the fluidity of these schedules? I mean, we see basketball games and hockey games canceled and postponed and times pushed back and all of that stuff. what are you expecting in the next couple months as far as scheduling and daily conversations about, okay, wake up today, game's still on, and we'll roll from there?
Yeah, I mean, I think until the visiting team is physically at our venue, I'm not going to be 100% confident that team is coming to town. You know, our conferences, the America East Conference and the Hockey East Conference, you know, they've done a fantastic job really just working on the fly. And as you said, it is an incredibly fluid situation. And the team that you're supposed to play that next weekend very well might not be that team based on, you know, pauses that teams have to undergo because of positive cases or a quarantining situation. So I think the name of the game this year is really just to be flexible and to just understand that things are going to change on the fly, and that, you know, for us here at UVM, it's really just to be as prepared as possible, because we don't know what to expect necessarily. And, you know, so while the schedule may change, you know, it's certainly not going to be consistent from start to finish. You know, it's going to be, you know, potentially a bit of a turbulent year if things come up across the league. But we're just going to do the best we can on our end to be ready to go when games occur. And again, that's sort of the name of the game this year.
So how about these back-to-back basketball games? We had Brian McLaughlin on the show last week, the new broadcaster, and we talked about the play of that and the fact that it's going to be a second game against the second team or the same team. How similar is it going to be to the men's hockey and women's hockey usual weekend series? And how different is it going to be from what you're used to with basketball, where they come to town for a night, play a game, and then get out of here?
Yeah, I think it's kind of what you just mentioned. I mean, we have some familiarity with that scheduling model because that's what we typically see in hockey. So from that perspective, it is kind of familiar territory. It certainly will be different than what we're used to in basketball, where we might play a game on a Wednesday evening and then play again on a Saturday afternoon, two separate teams. You know, typically in basketball, we do a home and a home. So, you know, Albany comes here for a game, and then later in the season, we travel there. So this was, you know, a strategic move by the America East Conference, really, to sort of mitigate travel, have each team come to the opposing venue, you know, one time. So if Albany comes here, we're only going to play them here two times, and then we're not traveling to Albany this year. So from that standpoint, it makes a lot of sense. And quite frankly, from an event operations perspective, it really doesn't change things that much. I mean, anytime we have a visiting team here, you know, our operations are pretty much the same. It will feel a little bit different having the same team play here back to back. But again, that's the way things go this year. I'm just excited to have games, and, you know, doesn't matter who we're playing, when we're playing, if we're able to have sports, you know, I'm a happy guy.
So no part of that decision was the fact that you wanted to watch American Idol on Wednesday nights and get a good night's sleep going into your Thursday? It was only because of COVID restrictions?
It was mostly because of COVID. You know, luckily nobody's in our hallway right now. Otherwise, they'd be hearing me practice on my own.
You're not a viewer. You're trying to audition.
Yeah, yeah. Since I can't actually watch American Idol this year because of the schedule, I figured I might as well try and, you know, get on there myself.
Nice.
So sometimes, you know, around the lunch hour, you know, I try to belt out a tune. But I don't think my number's going to be called. But, hey, just like in event operations, you got to be ready for anything.
Got to be very prepared for any kind of changes. So I feel like you are one of the parts of your role that maybe you don't even think about that much is the environment that is created around a college sports game, whether it's the fans, the anthems, the music, the PA, all that stuff. You more or less end up orchestrating a lot of that and making sure it happens. How different is the environment of a game going to be, whether it's, you know, whether you're looking at it from your job perspective or even just a sports fan and someone that's been around sports forever? How different are you expecting Patrick, Jim, and Gutterson to be the next couple weeks?
It certainly is going to be a lot different. You know, we have such great fans here in Catamount Country, and we're going to miss them dearly this year. You know, from my personal viewpoint, it's going to be one of those situations where, you know, the atmosphere is going to feel a little bit different. We're going to do everything we can to, you know, make it a positive experience for our student athletes. You know, little things like we're actually experimenting with some crowd noise right now.
Oh,
so stay tuned on that. I can't guarantee we're gonna go that route. There's some logistical things to figure out, but, you know, we are very cognizant of the fact that we don't have fans here, and and just trying to do anything we can to make the atmosphere feel as game-like as possible. You know, I certainly miss having that energy in the building, but we're gonna make the best of the situation this year. And you know, I can guarantee that when we're ready to have fans back in the building and when it's safe to do so, we're gonna be ready here, and we're gonna be excited to put on a good show.
All right. Well, you may have just talked yourself into a corner, because now I'm gonna follow up with that crowd noise thing. So no shock to anybody that Vermont is not the NHL or the NBA or Major League Baseball, where we have all these resources to make a perfect thing like that happen super easily. What are those conversations like? How are you guys experimenting? What are you thinking for that process?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to look at different programs right now that have the ability to play crowd noise, and just sort of trying to figure out how that flows into the course of the game. We want it to be something that is done well if we're going to do it. And you know, you see crowd noise in, you know, in professional sports. We saw it in the NBA bubble. We see it on football broadcasts. Sometimes those crowd noises are actually specifically on the broadcast. It's not actually in venue noise. That's something that I don't know if everybody knows, but it's one of those things that, again, it has to be done well. So we've never had to, you know, sort of dive into this before. So it is new territory for us. I'm working a lot on this actually with my counterpart, Nora King, who's our director of marketing. She's done a great job with this so far. So really we're sort of pulling sound clips, seeing what might sound good, trying to figure out how we would integrate those into the course of the game. Would we have constant crowd noise sort of in the background while play is going on? Is it just crowd noise for specific moments? You know, if it's a slam dunk or, you know, a three-pointer's made, or potentially in hockey. Hockey's a little bit different. The sounds of the hockey rink sort of are just a little bit more naturally conducive to not needing crowd noise. But, of course, we are looking at that for hockey as well. So it's sort of those types of conversations. And then, you know, just like anything, you got to experiment with it, and you have to see how it sounds and if it's something that we decide to do. But we're looking at it, and you know, we'll see where it goes.
So tell me about this cardboard cutout initiative too. I know it's a large job that Nora's putting a ton of work into, but are you expecting to have to kick out any unruly cardboard cutouts? Are you worried about them, you know, throwing stuff on the court, or how do you see that going?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Nora's done a great job with this initiative, and really the idea behind it is to try and allow you know, some of our fans in some shape or form inside our venues. You know, again, we wish that they were here in person this year, but if we can get, you know, a cardboard cutout of you, we would love to have you be part of our game day experience, even if it feels a little bit different. And to the second part of your question, absolutely. You know, we're going to have security watching these cardboard cutouts closely. And, yeah, if there's any, you know, any
funny business.
Any eels thrown on the ice.
Tomfoolery.
Yeah, any sort of, you know, any tomfoolery, like you said, you know, then we're going to be prepared to remove those cardboard cutouts promptly.
All right. Well, Blanche, this has been great. I think people will learn a lot from this, and hopefully had some fun too. Anything else you want to get in before we go?
No, nothing else that I can think of. Like I said, I appreciate you having me on. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. You know, and it, our athletic events are going to look, feel, sound a little bit different this year. But we're really excited to get back into the routine of hosting games. There's been a lot of hard work that has gone on behind the scenes by countless individuals, from student athletes, you know, preparing for the season, trying to navigate these tumultuous circumstances, athletic department staff, our conference staff, you know, even working with our university administration, the state of Vermont. These conversations just have been going on, you know, 24 hours a day, it feels like. And so we're just excited and grateful to have the opportunity to resume athletic competition, do so in a safe and responsible manner. And we look forward to seeing where this year takes us, and ultimately, hopefully returning to a sense of normalcy with fans, and everyone else in Catamount Country, whenever it's safe to do so.
All right, Blanche, well, thanks so much, and can't wait to see you sing the anthem a couple times, right, with this American Idol prospect coming?
It could be. Like I said, just steer clear of my office around the lunch hour if you don't want to have your ears start bleeding. But, yeah, maybe one of these days I'll give myself the curtain call.
Yeah, that'll be great. Can't wait to do it. All right, well, thanks so much, Alex, for joining us. We'll be back in just a little bit. This is Catamount Insider presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. Located on Cat Lane in Richmond. It's from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
There are things you can't say in a tweet, and things you can't do with an app. When someone you love is sick, when you're not feeling well yourself, the very best medicine is someone who cares. Kenny Drugs.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at ceresremedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S remedies.com.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
D Physical Therapy promises you a safe environment for treatment as we have for over 30 years. We have socially distant zones within the clinic, screen each patient before all our visits, and are constantly disinfecting all our surfaces. Rabbit air purifiers in the clinic and UVC lamps keep our air clean at all times. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at dept.com. That's DEEPT.com.
Welcome back to Cat and On Insider. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. Located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We're continuing the trend of meeting new people throughout the athletic department. And Brandon Guidotti, who is the new equipment manager for the men's hockey team, among some other things, is here. And Brandon, you're new, but not totally new. Welcome to the show, and welcome back, I guess, to UVM.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So why don't you tell us, I know that you say to me all the time that everybody who sees you kind of recognizes you and is like, oh, he went here. But you didn't. Can you tell us your route of when you were at the University of Vermont last time and how you ended up back here?
Yeah, for sure. So I graduated college in 2015, and then I got a job with the women's team right after college, and I was with them for 2 years, and then 1 year in the main equipment room with Jerry Drenander. And then, yeah, that was my first time at UVM.
And then you went to New Hampshire, right?
New Hampshire for 2 years, yes.
So what did you do at New Hampshire?
I was with the men's hockey team there. Same idea, equipment one.
So that first stint here at UVM under Jerry and working with the women's team, what did you learn in your first job out of college?
My first job out of college, I had Luke Nestor and Charlie Mackey teaching me everything I know today. And I mean, going from a small D3 school where I wasn't doing very much, I was more so just hanging out with the guys and sharpening skates, to coming here and then learning everything from sharpening, rivets, sewing, all that good stuff.
So I was going to get to Nesty later, but we might as well just get right into it now. You're taking over for a guy that you love, all of us love, and all that. Tell us a little bit about Luke and your friendship and I guess mentorship a little bit, too, under him.
I lived with him for a little bit, and then, I mean, right from day one, I was just watching him, learning from him and whatnot. Like, he's the best in the game, I believe. And, just the friendship, best friends, and we'll be friends forever and whatnot.
He showed me a lot about how the Hockey East equipment managers are like a family and all buddies. Can you tell me a little bit about that relationship and how every weekend you're seeing somebody that you know really well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody has everybody's number, and you're texting, even if you're not playing that week, like, you're texting just about equipment stuff. And, like, I don't know, somebody pops up on TV, you jab them a little bit for their ugly mug and whatnot, but... But yeah, it's awesome, the family and of equipment managers.
So one thing that I texted Nesty about this morning, I just texted him and said, well, I'm interviewing Brandon, what should I ask him about? And he gave me a couple of normal things, but he said, I have to ask you about your rock band career. Apparently there's a song that you always go to in rock band and what your role in that rock band is. Can you elaborate on that at all?
Yeah. The song is Little White Church.
Nice.
I honestly don't remember who sings it, but I rock out to that and on my vocals.
Your lead vocals.
I lead vocals on that song.
Do you want to give us a sampling right now, or is that not for public eyes?
No, I don't want to share that with the public.
Okay. So backtracking a little bit, how did you get into being an equipment manager? Did you grow up around hockey your whole life, or how did you end up in a role like this?
I'd been playing hockey my whole life. Played through high school, played 2 years of juniors, and then went to New England College to try and play, and then didn't really work out. And then my sophomore year, spring, we had a big ski trip for the school and whatnot, and I ended up in the hospital, and that was the end of my hockey career. And then the guys pretty much just invited me to still stick around the locker room and whatnot. And then from there, I just started learning equipment stuff. And then a week from graduation, I was 2 weeks away from having knee surgery, a week away from graduation, and I got linked up with UVM. And here we are.
That's how the story started.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
So what kind of player were you? If you were not on the ice, what would Todd Woodcroft call you as a player?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't really play to my size. I guess I'm a little guy. I was decent in high school, and then juniors came. Everybody grew. I didn't. I'd say I was more so a Band-Aid.
There you go.
After high school, like, I don't know, broke my collarbone, bruised my kidneys in juniors, and that was basically it.
A Band-Aid.
Yeah.
I think this is hilarious that I feel like everybody who works in hockey now is that story. Like, I'm was a decent player, too small to do anything after. Yeah. Like, Luke, Chris Cloghley, who was our SID last year, like, all of us, it's like, yeah, we loved playing. We were all good enough to play and be around the game, but everybody else grew and we
just
didn't.
Twigs, yeah.
That's awesome. I think that's a unique quality in pretty much everybody that works in hockey is just something didn't work out. Oh. So what kind of perspective do you think playing not only at college but junior hockey specifically, like, coming to a job like this or at UNH or working with the women's team at a higher, more professional level, does that help you in your job, like knowing what the guys need on a daily basis, knowing what they're going to ask and what's actually going to help them on the ice?
Yeah, I mean, certain things, like, I don't know. When I'm sharpening skates, I can see, like, a nick or something and know exactly, like, what that's going to feel like if he turns on it. And then sometimes guys are have a hard time explaining what's wrong with their equipment or their sticks and whatnot. And if they explain what's going on, I can kind of realize what they're talking about and give them solutions kind of. But, yeah, playing hockey growing up definitely helps in the position.
So going back to the timeline, when you're at UNH and you find out that Luke is looking to leave and Luke moved on to professional hockey, but what was the process like of coming back here and meeting a coaching staff that I assume you didn't really know anybody besides Jeff Hill on the staff, right?
Yeah, no, Jeff was the only one. I had been talking to Lukey about Coach Wheeler and Coach Todd, and yeah, they just sound like awesome guys. Obviously, Coach Wheeler coming from AIC, and I mean, we've seen their growth in the past couple of years, and then I mean, looking at Coach Todd's resume, like, it's hard not to want to work for a guy like that.
And what can you tell us about being with this staff now? Like, what's the environment like having professional guys like Coach Woodcroft and Coach Stewart, and then got a couple of college guys too, but what's this environment like the last couple months?
The environment's awesome. I mean, everybody, it's not too serious, but when it comes time to put the work in, everybody's really serious and getting to it.
Do you want to work in pro hockey, or do you like the college level?
I mean, maybe down the road, but right now, like, the college is awesome. Like, the relationships you build with guys going four years through, and then the staff and whatnot, there's not crazy quick turnaround. So for right now, like, college hockey is awesome.
And you mentioned an injury, but Luke also told me to ask you about your career on the mountain. Do you still get out to ski and snowboard and stuff like that, or what's your mountain career like right now?
I try to get out as much as I can, but it seems every time I go, I hurt something.
Oh, geez.
So I shouldn't go, but I do love to go if I can on Sunday afternoons.
Honestly, if you're a guy that likes to ski, it's kind of tough to work in hockey. Like, you should get into golf or some summer activities.
Oh,
instead.
I am very much into golf.
Big golfer? Where do you play?
Anywhere. A lot at Vermont National. Hoping to get a membership so I can just go out every afternoon.
Vermont National, proud partner of UVM Athletics, by the way. So always good to give them a shout-out. Plenty
Boom.
Of members.
You're welcome.
And I know that you... Well, a guy who is a member at Vermont National is Alex Gettens, and you live with him and Taylor Willard. Can you tell me about that friendship and how that all started?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. So my first year with the women's team, Alex Gettens was a student assistant coach with the women's team, and he was actually my roommate on the road. So that's how that relationship started, and it was quiet at first, but it's evolved to – so many crazy stories and whatnot. And then at the same time, Taylor Willard was a player on the team. And then just throughout the years, obviously, we've stayed in touch. And coming back, it was an easy decision to move in with them.
Did you play a lot of golf with Alex?
Oh, yeah, as much as I can.
Tell me about the when you tee it up. Let's talk to me through hole one and then hole 18 when it's you, Luke, and Getty. What is that threesome like as far as who's good at golf? What role does each guy play in that group?
Okay. I mean, every day is different. Like, from first tee box, everybody's swinging for the fences. And everybody's feeling good about it. And then come probably hole three or four, we know what kind of day it's going to be. And that's when, I don't know. Alex is definitely a very consistent golfer. And then I'm hit or miss, and then Lukey's Lukey.
Who's the most talkative on the course? If it's the three of you.
Oh, I think it depends. It depends on the kind of day. Like if I'm having a good day, I'll be jabbing and whatnot, and if I'm having a bad day, I'll just be yelling at myself and throwing clubs, snapping clubs.
What I love about playing with Geddy is I feel like he won't say a lot, but the few things he says are just perfect daggers if they need to be, or they're perfectly hilarious at awesome moments.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
Geddy is very fun to play golf with, as is Luke. So what have you learned? Like, obviously, you've been in this for a little while, and you're going into this season, and it's going to be really strange as far as the COVID protocols and all that stuff. What has changed for you going into this season? Like, how is your role different as far as maintaining those COVID protocols?
I mean, same old, just kind of being careful, more so not so much hanging around the guys in the locker room and whatnot, kind of keeping my distance. But other than that, business as usual. We haven't played any games yet, so that'll be interesting seeing that protocol. But, not a whole lot has changed, just being careful with germs and all that good stuff.
So is the only equipment change as far as all of COVID stuff just the masks and the helmets? And what's the process of that? Do you take them off every night? Do the guys clean them themselves? How do the masks on the helmets work?
So each guy has two masks, and they pop them off and on, and they throw them on their loops. They get washed, and then they're responsible to put them on for practice in games.
So one guy that you inherited that is an absolute beauty, and we love Big Al, as we all called him before he got here. Tell us a little bit about Alex Beauregard and how helpful he's been, and where he ranks in the student equipment managers you've had.
Big Al has been awesome. I haven't had a student equipment manager in the past. It's always just been me, and from playing against Lukey and whatnot, I had already met Al. I knew exactly like what he could do and whatnot. And he's a big so guy, big shot blocker guy, and Al's awesome. He's easy to talk to and whatnot. And yeah, it's just awesome having him around, helping with everything.
So, what are you most excited for? I mean, obviously, we're all in this because we're excited for games and that kind of stuff happening. But when you look at the next week or so, and games are actually right around the corner, what excites you about being here, about this season coming up?
Excited to see, what I like, probably like everybody else, seeing what we can do in the games. Like everybody, practice is practice, but you never know until you actually get in the games. So I'm excited to see us going for 60 minutes. That'll be really fun.
Do you have that UNH date on the calendar already? When's that coming?
Of course I do. It's the last weekend of the season. It's definitely marked.
All right, well, maybe we'll check in with you again before that one. Brandon, thanks so much. Anything else you want to throw in before I let you go?
No, that's all I got.
All right, well, thanks so much. This is Catanaut Insider, always brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Rich. It's from Learfield, IMG College.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S Remedies.com.
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and house plants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right plant or accessory for your garden and or home. With seasonal changes, we assure that there is always something exciting waiting for you to discover at Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse.
D Physical Therapy is accepting new patients at all three of our locations. We have been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years, accepting all insurances, treating athletes, the injured worker, student athletes, mom and dad, Grandma and Grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at DEEPT.com. That's DEEPT.com.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Welcome back to the final segment of Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Thank you for sure to both Alex and Brandon for coming on the show this week. Get us a little bit closer towards some sports. So next week, we'll be previewing the games coming up. We'll be able to talk to coaches and student athletes about the following weekend with men's basketball, women's basketball, and women's hockey all starting their seasons. Looking forward to that. I think that'll be a fun show and a fun weekend. You can kind of feel the excitement building on campus or virtually from home through that virtual campus that we're all working with right now. Couple things that are on social media right now that I encourage you to check out. All this week, UVM is unveiling the Class of 2020 Hall of Fame inductees. So as of Thursday morning, we've already released Marcus Blakely. He was the first one to get out. Herb Brown came out yesterday, and then Colleen Clark as well. So all really exciting additions to the UVM Hall of Fame family, and everyone's worked really hard to put that together to make it virtual and fun this year. We're also doing a boatload of giveaways, so keep your eye on social media for all kinds of giveaways. Right now, People's United is sponsoring a great giveaway for a bunch of local businesses in the area. That's going to continue for a couple more days. We're excited about that opportunity for fans, not only to get some free stuff, but support some of our partners and some local businesses in the area that need the help right now in the holiday season. One final thing that you should definitely go check out: help fill Catamount Country with green and gold, the UVM Athletics Fan Cutout Initiative for 2020-2021 seasons. It's really fun. I was talking to Nora King the other day, and we were setting up where these are all going to go, how it's going to look, and we encourage you all to do it. So a little bit of details on that. You can get premium ones for $100 each, which includes placement in a premium location and also the autographs of head coaches for whatever sports or venues that you choose. And then the other one is the standard $75 for one, $65 for two or more, and that's going to be placement just in the stands at a selected venue. We're going to take pictures with them before games. We're going to put them out on social media. It's going to be fun to have these, and I'm sure that me, Brian McLaughlin, and Maura Sheridan, the broadcasters, will have some fun with them as well. So all those details of how to purchase and any kind of restrictions or rules on those are all on UVMathletics.com. We're going to keep that Hall of Fame stuff coming this week and a whole bunch of other stuff. So thanks so much for listening to Catamount Insider Season 2, Episode 5. It's brought to you by Milton Cat, and it's always from Learfield IMG College.
on the Vermont Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this has been the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Vermont Sports Network.